Hallelujah. We've got a couple of announcements. One is that next Sunday, Sheila is going to start the new Sunday school class on prophecy. So it's going to be in Classroom C. That's all the way back by Children's Church. We want to make sure that you know about that so that you can prepare yourself and come. And I think it'll be a great class. August 5th, we'll have, it's like a back to church Sunday, and we're going to take a picture of everyone that calls this their church home. So we want everyone that can make it on August 5th to be here. We have volunteer opportunities, nursery, just many, many opportunities. If you're looking to be involved and get involved, you're at the right spot. We got all kinds of places where you can work for the Lord. Also, we got that up yet? The Terry and Connie Stalls, I think, are celebrating 40 years of marriage. And what's amazing about that is Connie's only 39, so that's really wonderful. Yeah. Amen. But we want to say congratulations. They're just a bit older than me, and so I don't know how they got to 40 so quick, but Terry sometimes counts by twos, so he used to love it when he did the offering. And, amen. Any other announcements? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I have a wonderful sermon today for you, but I don't think the Lord wants me to preach it. And man, I'll tell you, I'm just torn. That second song just got me. The winds and waves still know his name. And that captured my heart this morning. And I have a sense that there's people here with overwhelming problems. Last night, as we were leaving prayer service a little late, and got a call from our son, and I stuck on the side of the road, hour and a half away from home. It looks like his transmission went out in his car. It's Drew and Noel. And it's about 10 o'clock at night, and the car just wouldn't move, and they're outside of Cincinnati, and I told him, I said, I can get there in 4.5 hours. I'll get you and I'll take you home, and I can get back to church and still preach. I would have done it in a heartbeat. And I'm a man. Do you think God would do any less for you? Do you understand he would move heaven and earth for you?
Yes.
If he has to. That's the God we serve. I don't know where I'm going with this, folks. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And pray for me. It happened after this, that the people of Moab and the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria. They are in Hazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout the land. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. From all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? Do you not rule over the kingdoms of this nation? And in your hand is there not power and might so that no one is able to stand to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? And they dwelt in it and built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword or judgment, pestilence or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple. And cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear us and save. And now here are the people of Ammon and Moab, Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. How they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Now all of Judah with their little ones, their wives, their children, they stood before the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattiah, and a Levite of the son of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, "Listen, all you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. Tomorrow go down against them. They'll surely come up by the ascent of Ziz. You'll find them in the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeriel. And you'll not need to fight in this battle, but position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground. And all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites and the children of the Kohathites, the children of the Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord of the Lord God of Israel, with voices loud and high. So they rode early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, who should praise the beauty of his holiness, as they went out before the army and were saying, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." When they began to sing and praise the Lord, he set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah and were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked towards the multitude, and there were the dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoils, they found among them an abundance of values on the dead bodies, precious jewels, and they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. They were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. Father God, we come before you today. By the Spirit of the Lord, I believe that you have a message to deliver to this church today. God, I'm not really for sure what I'm going to say, what you're going to say in me. So all I know to do, Lord, is to yield my tongue to you. I pray, Jesus, that you would use it. And I ask, Lord, that the hearers of this church would be open to the Spirit of God. I pray, God, that there would be a spiritual work done in each one of us today. And let hope arise for our present situation. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, I pray. Have you ever felt and faced an overwhelming circumstance? A place that you've been at that you thought, "I can't make it. I can't handle this. I'm beyond my ability. I'm beyond my emotional strength, I'm beyond my intellectual strength, I'm beyond anyone that I know that can help me." That's the battle that they faced. The very people that they did not attack when they went into this land turned against them. Sometimes that happens in your life, right? The very ones that you befriended turn against you at some times. Betrayal. It says Jehoshaphat feared. Now we preach a lot about fearing. Fear is not of the Lord. It's the opposite of faith. But I'm going to tell you, sometimes when you face a battle in your life, you will feel fear, and there be reason for it. They intended to totally annihilate Judah. They were going to wipe them off the map. See, it's very similar to what Satan's plan for your life is like. Satan wants to wipe you out. Some of you think this is a game we're playing, that Satan's going to smack you around a little bit, but it's all going to be okay. No, no, no. You hadn't read the Bible if you believe that. Satan wants to kill you. He wants to steal everything you have, including your mental peace and joy, not just your things. He wants to tear you out from the end. Matter of fact, the best that Satan can do is leave you living but make you an empty shell. Any of you ever felt like an empty shell before? I'm just going through the motions, living life, but I'm dead inside. That ain't the best God's got for you. He said he feared, but he did one thing right. He set his mind on Jesus. He set his mind on God. He positioned the people. Did you catch that? He called a fast. He called the spiritual leaders. He said, guys, we can't take this battle. There is no possible way in the natural that we're going to win this one. I don't know if you've ever faced a battle that you said, there's no way I can win this. But that's what they were facing. So what do you do when you're up against a battle and you're overwhelmed? You turn to Him. You don't turn to a philosophy book. You don't turn to a banker or to a lawyer. You don't turn to President Trump. You turn to one who really holds the power. You turn to God Almighty. Position yourself to seek the Lord. He said, guys, he said, we got to get serious. He called a fast. I'm going to tell you, I hate fasting. I love to eat. Anybody with me? I love to eat. Do you know I gained 6.5 pounds on my vacation? In 7 days, I gained 6.5 pounds. I'm telling you. I love to eat. And I didn't think I ate that much. But those stinking peanut M&Ms, my God, they're from the devil. I couldn't get my hand out of it. It just kept going, just being drawn. You know when people call a fast, they're getting serious with God. That's my point. When Jehoshaphat said, guys, I'm not going to fast alone. We're all fasting. Because it's not my home they're coming after. It's all of our homes. If you think this is going to be some little, hey, we're coming in to take over, you're wrong. They're going to rape your wives. They're going to rape your children. They're going to kill your husbands. They're going to take everything you own. The ones that do survive are going to be slaves the rest of your life. Let's paint this picture real good. Because it's the same picture that Satan wants for you. He wants to take your life. He wants to take your belongings. He wants to rape you, destroy your life, destroy your testimony. And then what he wants to do is he wants to put you on a pulpit somewhere where everybody can see, just like they did Samson, and said, this is the mighty man of Israel. This is the guy that brought us so much pain. This is the guy that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Look at him now. A weak little guy with no eyes. I'm telling you, that's what Satan wants to do. And I believe with all my heart, there's those of you today that are standing on the brink and you're looking over the wall and you're saying, I see the disaster coming. I see the storm. It's beginning to blow in and I don't know what to do. And the Spirit of the Lord says, you tell them, look to me. I love the prayer of Jehoshaphat. You know why? Because he got humble. You know, humility is not an aspect of a king. It's not one that political people walk in, is it? Would you call President Trump humble? I love President Trump. I think he's doing great things, but I think he's got a problem with pride. I think he's one of the most prideful men I've ever seen. Yet God is using him. It seems like when God uses people or when people have an element of success in their life, however you define that, one of the things that comes with that is the spirit of pride. For some reason, we want to start patting ourselves on the back. Saying, look at me. Hey, I've done really well. I've made a lot of money. I've done this. I live in a big house. I drive nice cars. My kids are all educated. Woo, man, I've got something going on, don't I? Until a battle brews that's beyond your ability. And all of a sudden you realize, I can't win this. Then we get humble. There's something about humility that attracts the hand of God. When you look up to God and say, I'm not all that. I'm sorry I ever thought that. I'm sorry I spent those years thinking how wonderful I am. I realize I'm not, but you are. And then you begin to rehearse what God has done in your life. There's real wisdom in this. God, I remember when I was 10 years old and you healed me. I missed a month of school. And in one Sunday night service, the Lord touched me and healed me. And I went back to school the next day. We had 6 week semesters in that time, or 6 week cycles. I made the honor roll that week, or that time. In 2 weeks, I did 6 weeks of work. Your pastor's really a bright guy. Not. God not only healed me, he made me able to catch up. You get that?
Yes.
I can tell you story after story after story in my life when I was overwhelmed by life circumstances and God came in.
Right.
Financially, we were at the brink of disaster one time. I know what we was going to do. In my wisdom, I had bought 2 houses. One was just studs. I was going to fix it. I was going to finish it as soon as I sold my house. But it just so happened that the market dropped out. There wasn't any houses selling. For a year, we made double house payments. Wound up moving in my mother's basement. Talk about pride for a man when he has to move his family into his mom's basement. Things got pretty low. I remember telling Treva one night in the bed, I think we're going to lose it all. And she said, I'll live in a tent with you. You know, you got the right woman. She said something like that. We turned our eyes to the Lord. He delivered us. 1986, we had a son that was born crippled and navy blue. That may sound neat, but that's not neat. When you look at your kids, you start counting fingers and toes. His little feet looked at each other and pointed up towards his face, and he was blue as could be. I thought, this kid is going to be mentally retarded and probably never walk. The second day, the nurse looked at us trying to bring hope to us, and she said, I don't think he'll be a cripple all of his life. I remember going to my house that day. I opened the door and I didn't make it in. I just fell on my face before the Lord. I changed jobs. We had no insurance. I said, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, but the mercy of God. I had a drunk man come to our house. He was intoxicated. You could smell it all over him. Filled out an application. And he got us in Shriners Hospital free of charge, where they did a surgery on a 10-month-old. And it was a perfect correction. A perfect correction. We didn't have money for hotels. We didn't have gas money. I was working and keeping the 2-year-old while Treva was driving to St. Louis. Somebody in her dad's church had a sister that lived in St. Louis about 5 blocks from Shriners Hospital and said, hey, tell your daughter she can stay with me for the 2 or 3 weeks. Are you kidding me? These are real life problems. Didn't cost us a dime. And the boy that was born crippled runs marathons. He does anything he wants. Got some ugly looking legs, but he's good. He's like, good boy. Our eyes are on you, Lord. The Lord speaks to them. And he said, listen, all of you in Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, do not be afraid nor dismayed, because this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, it's God's. Amen. I got news for you, folks. When Satan comes against you, however he comes against you, when Satan begins to confront the child of God, he's got more than he bargains for. God says, he is not coming against you. He's coming against me. This is my battle. It's not your battle. I will take care of you, and I will fight this battle for you because you are mine. Do you understand what we have when we stand with the Holy Spirit? When we stand in unity of God? There is nothing that can come against you that God cannot stand and take care of. The smartest thing any human can do on this life is hook up with Jesus. Amen. Talk about having a banker in your back pocket. You know, the saddest people on this earth is people that have money and still have problems. Because all of us, when we have a problem, we just think if we had a little bit more money, we could take care of it. There comes a time in life when you will face something that money cannot change. And then you'll have to change your philosophy. Michael, my brother, money couldn't take care of your problem. But God did. This man should be dead. But God restored him. I love that verse. The verse in Romans that says, but God. Where would we be but God? Don't you ever get the feeling so high and mighty that you don't remember your dirt. You're just dirt. We're just different color dirts. Right? We're all just of the soil of the earth. What makes us so peculiar? What makes us so special? What is it about us that we can catch the attention of God? We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Woo! The Spirit of God resides within us. Therefore, there is no problem on earth that you will ever have that is greater than Him. No weapon formed against you will prosper, is what the Word of God says. Every tongue that rises against you will be refuted. There is no sickness. There's no disease. There's nothing that God cannot handle. The sad part about this is you got to show up for the battle. He told Jehoshaphat, he said, this battle is mine, but you got to go. See, we say, God, take care of this, and I'm going to stay at home behind my closed doors. I don't even want to have to position myself for a battle, God. I don't want to go out there and see those people. They're ugly, they're mean, they're big. He says, no, no, you're not getting this. This battle is mine and I'm going to fight it, but you got to go face it. Sometimes it takes all the courage you can muster just to go to the front line. God, I don't know. I don't know if I can handle this. Yeah, you can. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Satan might be the prince and the power of the air, but God is king. He's the creator of this universe. So he says, guys, we got to go out to this battle. He said, the first one out is the worship team. The worship team says, oh, hallelujah. Right? Grab your tambourine, grab your guitar, boys. We're going to the front lines. It makes absolutely no sense. Oh, yeah, send the worshipers out there. They're so manly. Every battle will start with worship. Every battle can be turned in praise and worship. It goes against my mind, doesn't it? Yours? But I'm going to tell you, when you're in a battle, it's not the time to shut the music off. When you're in the battle of life, it's the time to turn the volume up. That song, the winds and the waves still know his name. There's something about when we release that praise that it catches into the atmosphere. I don't know. I can just see it being caught up. Do you get that? I sing praises to your name, O Lord. I give glory to your name. And as this building filled up with that sound, it's like the angels reached down and grabbed that and brought it before the Lord. Lord, listen to this. They're singing the same thing we sing. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy and righteous. And I'm going to tell you, God gets excited. We limit what God can do when we limit our praise. I have no idea what you're battling today, but I know in my knower that there's some people that are distraught. There's some people that feel like you're at the end of the rope. You're just tying a knot in the end where you can hang on. The Spirit of the Lord came today to say, you tell them, this battle's not yours. It's mine. But you got to position yourself. You got to show up. You got to turn the volume up on your music. Upon the music that's inside your soul, not the one that's on the counter in the TV or in the car. Turn the music up from here, from the belly. Let that volume come up. Begin to sing the old songs of Zion. I exalt you, O Lord. There is no one higher than you. You are mighty. You are good. You have everything. You are El Shaddai. You provide for me. When I know nothing, you are all. Amen. Amen. Spirit of God is ready to take your battles. He's ready to fight for you. Are you ready to turn it over to him? Are you looking up? Are you looking down? When we have a battle, we tend to focus on our shoes a lot, don't we? I don't know how I'm going to make this. In Mark chapter 11, he says, speak to the mountain. We don't speak to the mountain. We speak to the problem, right? Oh, geez, you're so big. We need to start saying, mountain, you are big, but my God's bigger than you. Matter of fact, my God created you, and he can dissolve you in his time. I wish I could tell you I'm going to twitch my nose today, and all your problems are going to be gone. I said something like that to my son the other day, and he said, Dad, why do you always say that? What is it about twitching your nose? And I said, I grew up in the era of Bewitched. You know, she twitched her nose and things would happen. Well, we don't twitch our nose, but we can flex some muscles, those spiritual muscles. We can flex some things today. We can call upon the name of the Lord. And I believe we've got the attention of the Almighty God today, right now. I believe it with all my heart. If there's an exasperation in your spirit, if you're facing something that you just think you can't go on, I want you to come and line up here. Musicians, would you come forward? Stand with me. That was an altar call. He says, believe in the Lord, your God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets. I believe that I am a prophet of the Lord today. As I stood before you, amen. There's more. We hadn't even hit the surface yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope no one is offended today, but there's going to be some tongues spoke today because we need the power of God. We believe in tongues here. We believe in tongues. There's sometimes when you pray, you just run out of words. You ever done that? You pray till you just run out of words. And God has given us a new language. When you run out of words, God's given us a language that he knows. And if you've never heard it today, you're fixing to hear some of it. As we pray, could you guys scoot in just a little bit closer? Guys, if you feel impressed to come and begin to pray for these folks, I would that you would just slip in behind them. Begin to lay hands on them. Oh, hallelujah. Let's sing this song first. Praisers are going first in this battle. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Almighty God. The winds and the waves still know your name. You're still in control, Jesus. You have this battle. We look to you today. We look to you.
For thou, O Lord,
art high above all the earth. Come on, turn your praise up.
For thou, O Lord, art.
Now think about what you're singing.
All the earth.
Oh, the Lord is God. He is God.
Thou art exalted.
You are exalted in this place.
Far above.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. We turn our eyes to you, Jesus.
And I exalt thee.
Yes, I do.
I exalt,
holy God, let your presence fall. Oh, I was in the Lord's house, and the train of his temple fell from the temple. I worship you, Almighty God. shield right now. Lift up your shield.
For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth.
Hallelujah. Take the sword.
Thou art exalted.
Take the sword. We're getting ready to slay a giant today. Hallelujah. Satan, you hear me? You're getting ready to know defeat.
Yes, I
Whoa, Jesus, have your way. Touch the hearts of people. Set them free, Jesus. Set them free. Lord, I say, devil, you have not known. You cannot have her. You cannot have her. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. I will not fear, I walk in faith. Hallelujah. Jesus, we worship you. Hallelujah. Holy, holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh Lord.
Jesus, I worship you.
I exalt
thee, oh. Today. Lord, we have lifted up your name. Lord, you said if we will lift up your name, Lord, if we will exalt you, Lord, Father, Lord, you'll draw all men near. Lord, we know that you are our only hope. You are the hope of our salvation. You are the hope of our success. You are the hope of our lives. You're the hope of our children. You're the hope of our nation. Lord, you are a hope of this church. You are the only source. You're the one we look to today. God, we face an enemy. We're facing an enemy. And Lord, we need your help. We need your help. Lord, we know that when we cry to you, you hear us, Lord, and you deliver us from all our troubles. Jesus, I pray right now, let the strong arm of the Lord sweep across this congregation. Make whole, heal, touch emotionally, touch physically, Lord, touch financially. Lord, I pray that restoration comes today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're only limiting yourself. What's your problem? Take it to God. Don't limit yourself. God knows no limits. God knows no limits. Don't limit your prayer. Call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we seek your face. God, I say, save our children. Save the prodigals, Lord. Save the prodigals. Hallelujah. We call out for our kids. We call out for Paris. God, we ask for the lost. We ask for the lost, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Spirit of
Jesus,
the
Jesus,
Lord, fall on me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fill me with your glory. Fill me. your glory. Holy Spirit, the Lord, full of me. And fill me with your glory.
My righteousness,
oh God, how I
where sin runs deep. Your grace is more, where grace is found, is where you are and where you are. Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Oh, Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. You're my one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. Oh, Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. My one defense.
Hallelujah.
My
righteousness. Call upon the name of the Lord.
How
call upon the name of the Lord. You need nothing else but Him. He is your strength. He is the Almighty God. He is El Shaddai, the one who strengthens
you. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
My righteousness.
Hope comes alive today. I will not walk in defeat. I am a child of God. Hallelujah.
Oh God.
Whoa, come on, folks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Face tomorrow without you. You are my hope. You are my helper. Oh, I love and I worship you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Let the strong arm of the Lord touch your heart today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you. Let Him speak to your hearts. Miracle. Hallelujah. Anyone need a miracle? Hallelujah. Can we release our faith for the working of miracles today? Let's release our faith to believe for the working of miracles today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we call upon you, the miracle working God, to touch, to make whole, to break down the walls of the city. Bring the gospel in, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, let's sing it. Hallelujah.
How great is our God.
Oh, yeah.
Sing with me. How
great He's wonderful.
Is our God. All will see how
great.
He is great. How great is our God.
Over.
mercy endures forever. Say it with me. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Pastor Ray. Sound the alarm.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We're not dismissing. Got it? You don't dismiss Holy Spirit. Yeah, I've been talking to people about how we say that we put God in a box. I heard that from people before, and I'm like, I'm incapable of putting my God in a box. What you put in a box is your limits and your limitations and your potential. So we don't dismiss Holy Spirit because He's going to keep moving, keep working. And you may not have had a goosey feeling today, but I'm telling you, God was doing deep things inside of you. You don't always have to go to the floor. Oh, we got, you know, Mary herself. You're going to get me preaching. You're going to Mary herself. She probably didn't understand when the Holy Spirit came. And she became impregnated with the Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. But all she said was, "Be it unto me." So won't you just say that right now? Be it unto me according to your word. According to your word, God. Yeah. Yeah. So we don't have to know it all. We don't have to see it all. We don't have to call everybody and try to figure it out. We just rest in the loving arms of a faithful, beautiful Father. Lord bless you and keep you. Lord make His face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. His peace, guys. People try to find peace in the bottom of a bottle, in a joint. Come on now. I want His peace. The one that passes all understanding. One, when the storms are coming, I can lay my head down at night. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Now go in peace and serve the Lord. Bless you guys.